Hello and welcome to the White Fox Talking podcast. This is our season wrap up. It's a, what is it, an outro, an epilogue? Well, anyway.
We're going to keep it short and sweet.
We're going to keep it short and sweet.
It's a roundup, isn't it?
But anyway, we're still in Liquor Studio and I am joined by Sebastian.
Hello.
And Brad.
Hello.
Our team, White Fox Talking team. And we also have Nicholas Dixon and Abby.
Hi.
Say hello. Come on, don't be shy. So what we thought was we've obviously launched this podcast quite a while ago now. It was an idea. It was a question. Seb, Seb, do you think I could do a podcast? And Seb went, not without some help. And then he slowly got dragged into it. And then we thought, right, what about doing some videos as well? Brad, what do you think to come in and join in a podcast? Look what the bloody hell you've started, guys.
It's our fault now?
Yes, because if you hadn't said yes, then I wouldn't have been able to do anything.
I tell you what, I'm quite glad I said yes, because I met some amazing people because
exactly.
of you.
Exactly.
Definitely,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's be serious for a moment. We're talking mental well-being, mental health, right? And I'll be honest, I think this has been quite hard work.
Yes.
Yeah?
We've maybe chewed off a little bit more than we thought we could handle.
Yeah. I mean, if I was to say that we are going to start a mental health well-being podcast so we can give people our little motto is find your way back to you.
You should get a tattoo.
I know I'm going to do. So find your way back to you, giving people that little bit of information where they might not hear it somewhere else and giving them a bit of inspiration or whatever. And what's happened is we've given ourselves timelines, we've given ourselves recording dates, you guys have been editing, I've been doing research, yes, I do actually do some, and you're thinking, we're doing a mental well-being podcast, and it's not helping my mental well-being. The first of all, the biggest thanks goes to you two for the work that you've done and the projects that we've undertaken, because it wouldn't have happened, would it? It wouldn't have happened.
Well, thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, thank you.
No, you're welcome.
I appreciate that.
I mean, it is your fault that we're here, but...
is this where we have to give a speech or the flower? You give us the flowers, the ceremonial?
This is where we just have a little chat and a bit of a debrief about what we've done, and I think it's been quite...
No, thank you. I mean, for me, it's been challenging sometimes, but it's bloody been worth it, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
I've pulled my hair out.
So that's not real.
I've gone all grey.
You've gone all grey.
It's your fault, Charlie.
Now, do you know what? I think we actually got to a stage. You don't know this, guys, Abby and Dicko. We got to a stage where it were like, or I did, where this is super stressful. Super stressful. And we got an email, and a gentleman had emailed us, said he'd been introduced to the podcast by somebody that I know, a climbing instructor that I know. Had said to him, listen to this podcast, and he tried to take his own life. And I'm not going to go into too many details because I don't want people knowing him, but he tried to take his own life and he was in a bad way when he survived the attempt and he sent us an email and it basically, I was nearly crying. In fact, I was. Yeah. And it basically said, thank you for doing the podcast. It's great to know that, you know, his friend had introduced him to him. So, and she introduced me to this and told me to listen to it, but that you guys are doing. Thank you for doing it. It's good to know that people are out there talking about these situations. And I was like, we have to keep going. Yeah. And I think that's, do you know what, for me...
But it's what we said right at the beginning. Shell,
isn't it? Yeah. I mean, that's one person, but can you imagine how many other people who've not... emailed you know, because they might be too proud or, you know, maybe embarrassed. And that's another word, isn't it? With mental health, you know, people are sort of, that feel like it's, I don't want to let the world know that I'm struggling because I'm embarrassed, I'm shamed or, you know, but there's nothing shameful in reaching out, and you guys are doing this, and that's brilliant, man, you know, so...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been the defining moment of this series for me, season.
I think we always said right at the beginning, didn't we? We said, if we can just help one person by doing this, it's all worth it.
Of course it is, man.
And like, you know, look, it's been hard at times, because, you know, it is, we've never done this before, but we're learning and we're getting better at it. I've counted since we've been talking, you've only done 8 erms so far, so that's not too much work for Seb to do at this point. But just getting that email, just it don't. It, do you know what it's like? Like we all are, you know. When you know you've just helped that one person or all like that, that's it. You know that, right? I've done my job. Yeah. And obviously it pushes you to do it even more and again. And
so we should say that obviously we just recorded the final podcast of this season, and this is our outro. Nicholas Dixon has stayed on, and you know, Nicholas, for me or Dicko, feels daft talking, calling again. sort of epitomises what we wanted to do, as in there's so many inspirational people out there that are finding their way through, what did I say, less than optimum mental well-being times. Yeah, so Dicko's stayed on, and then Abby from Hedonist and the Liquor Studio, who have so kindly lent us their studio for this evening. So thank you, Abby.
Thank
you. I know that you're very proactive in looking after your staff and things.
I do,
you know,
yeah. It's a big thing. Best.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, after we did one with Dave West and Lee Jones, didn't we?
We did.
About the hospitality industry after lockdowns, and for you to do this now is great because it's getting that message out there again. Mm. One thing we do have to do is give a massive thank you, and we are so grateful to first let our sponsor, who are Energy Impact.
Energy Impact, who are they, Charlie?
So Energy Impact, they go into large business, or any business I suppose at the minute, in the current climate, and they evaluate their energy usage, and they look at ways that they can save on energy, therefore saving costs to themselves and also saving the environment. Not saving the environment, but helping save the environment. Now, at the minute, you know, obviously energy costs are a big thing to business and to everyone, really. So thank you to Conrad and the team down there, who have not only have they sponsored the podcast, but put us in contact with other people. Conrad's a great guy, really, and he's sort of helping us along. He's not helping us along, he's pushing us along. Yeah.
Big up. Yeah, no, big up to Conrad. Thank you very much.
One day, I hope that Energy Impact are so successful that they will be able to come and work with Leeds United, not just people like Newcastle United and Hull City and people like that.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, I mean, it's great because they've just had a real impact on the vlog.
Oh my God. Right, that's getting cut out.
Are you cutting out? That's the advertising.
Right. Because we have recorded some vlogs which will be released.
When?
In the near future. Soon.
Never.
In the near future.
Yeah, so yeah. When we recorded the first vlog, we were both dressed in winter clothes, weren't we? What's happened is we have changed the format and how we planned it, because it's just developed and it's really good. And we also have to thank our supporters of our Scales Accountancy, because we do have an accountant, because we are proper legit. Yeah. Common Sense Group.
Doesn't sound like you.
No, I know. how people change and develop. Common Sense Group, who have been our clothing sponsors. A project agency up in Newcastle, who did the designs for us, did the logos.
Yeah.
Bradley JP Productions.
Who's that?
Some film company, I don't know. Some film company. Your Mountain Adventure. That's a good
company.
They actually provide.
I know someone who does their website.
Who hasn't done their website. Yeah. But there, and again, Liquor Studio and Hedonist for supporting us by giving us access to a recording facility.
Now, cheers.
Cheers, guys. Thank you to everyone there.
Thank you.
Empty.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cheers.
Are you empty? But I suppose we have to be right, and the biggest thank you has to go to our guests.
Absolutely.
Our guests who, yes, they've been mainly people that we've known between themselves because we've only just started, but have all agreed. Have I had anyone that said no? No one said no. It's just a matter of finding the time to get on and to get them to come in. So unfortunately, guys, there will be a season 2.
I mean, they've not said no because you've been knocking on the door right at their house.
No. Well, this is it. I know their addresses before I ask him. Shall I run through the list?
Are you warning us about season two or the guests that are coming?
No, I've already got guests coming in. I've already agreed guests. I'm warning you too. You're tied into it now. Should I just go through the guest list that we've had this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
I think that'd be good.
Are you going to go in chronological order?
No, I'm going to read them out as we did them.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, John Proctor. What a character. What a character. And then John Proctor told us about his early upbringing and then finding a new path. And funnily enough, as one door closed, another one opened.
Yeah.
HMP Armley closed. And Adorn into the outdoors. And he's such a great character. Then we had Dave Weston Lee Jones, who spoke to us about mental well-being in the hospitality industry after lockdown, which you know well about, Abby.
I do indeed.
Yeah, problems there. Then we spoke to Matthew Jez Jerome, who spoke about his holistic approach to pain relief.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems a long time ago, doesn't it, doing that?
It does. But,
yeah. It does. Anyway, moving quickly on. Kelvin James. Kelvin, who's the president of BML.
Yeah, and that was our first online one as well.
And what problems we had there, because Kelvin lives in a beautiful part of the world, as in the Lake District or the East Lake District, and obviously you've got better reception.
I mean,
in Kazakhstan, I think.
I when I was at Machu Picchu, I literally had four bars on 4G. So,
but God, I mean, bless him, he stuck with it. And to be fair, Seb worked wonders on that. You two guys were running all over the studio. And then we had Joe Stevenson, who spoke about Kundalini yoga, and I think that was a bit eye opening for all three of us, wasn't it? Her Absolutely, journey was yeah. super inspiring. Such a good lady, and. Yeah, I hope that's, you know, that was what's Kundalini yoga? What's the difference with yoga? And
it's, yeah.
So that took us on a bit of a spiritual path, which I quite enjoy. I'm open to all these experiments. And
that's what we're here for, isn't it?
Exactly. Find your way back to you. Yes. Yes. It took me 12.
You just put that down on your arm, haven't you?
It took me 12 recorders to get back to that. And then we had David Stacker. Oh, dear. There he,
let's talk about McDonald's.
Let's talk about McDonald's.
I'm getting pretty hungry.
The role of diet and nutrition on mental well-being. That was a bit of a big hit, wasn't it? We did rinse certain food outlets, but other food outlets and people. Yeah, sorry, Brad.
I couldn't eat. Again, I had some chicken the other day and I was literally like, oh, can I eat this in your car? And fair dues, I'd asked you and you were like, no, it's all right.
Oh, yeah.
But literally, he was there like going, and I was literally like, I will not eat it. And you're like, no, it's fine. And no, you're like crying.
And made me feel ill. And then episode 7, Emma the Power Powell and EJ is the same. We went over to Bradford and we spoke about the inclusivity in climbing and what it can bring for mental well-being and physical health.
And that was our first one on location.
Yeah. Look at this. What are we doing? We're sort of leaps and bounds in front of where we should have been.
I mean, actually, looking back at it now, I'm thinking, no, blooming hell, we have done a lot.
We have done a lot.
First one we've done online and on location.
And then episode 8 was when it was shortly after the NHS revealed that they're doing a study into cold water for mental well-being. And within a day of me asking, Becca Harvey agreed to do the podcast, and we had that sorted. It was brilliant to Becca because she told us a tale going through PTSD, living with phantom pain after a horrific car accident, and then finding a way to now being an outdoor cold water swim instructor and swimming the ice mile.
Well, also being involved in the Barcelona terrorist attack.
Yes.
Which kind of created this whole complex PTSD
I
never heard about.
I'll be honest, I was diagnosed with PTSD, but I'd never heard of complex PTSD and its layers of trauma. Mm. So, yeah, and it was such a good podcast. That was the first time she spoke to anyone as in a podcast. And it was brilliant, wasn't it? Yeah. Episode 9, this was a bit of a big hitter for me because I know you sometimes don't believe it, but I do research. I do background research. And when I did the background research for this, and it's Three Dads Walking, and we spoke to Mike Palmer, and it was the figures to do with suicides in young people and the lack of education. And that's what's prompting me to do the, oh my God, prompting me to attempt the Leeds Marathon next year. And I will be doing it on behalf of Papyrus, who are the charity that suicide awareness in young people. And so that were a bit of a big hitter for me, I'll be honest. And then season finale, oh, I can't remember his name.
Who's that?
Inspirational guy, used to paint a bit. Oh, does paint a bit.
Gets his brush out.
Gets his brush out. Mr. Nicholas Dixon, who is still here with us.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you've been here full journey, mate.
Oh, man. Well, it's so beautiful to listen to that summary and just the sort of the wide variety of, you know, different realms of touching all aspects of, you know, what you set out to do. And like you say, and that I didn't know about the guy who, you know, who basically saved his life, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's a pleasure just being a part of this. And I think it's very admirable for what everybody's done here and everybody who's contributed. And
you're going to have me crying, mate, honestly.
Just good on you, man. Fucking.
Cheers, buddy. Yeah. But, you know, without people like yourself, and like Abby to a lesser extent, because she's quite shy on the microphone, you know, we wouldn't be able to pull this thing together. And without, obviously, Brad and Seb.
Yeah, exactly.
It's teamwork, isn't it?
It is teamwork.
Oh, yeah.
From everyone.
I've learned, you know, in the last... When did we spoke about this when we were working last Christmas, didn't we, Seb?
We did.
Yeah, and then we
both on the door.
Yeah, both on the door. And then we start. It's weird, isn't it, that we've all worked in hospitality and we've all gone through our own mental well-being issues.
It's a common factor.
And we're all here trying to spread the word that there, you know, people can find their own way by some method, some journey.
In their own way.
Yeah.
It's never, by not giving up.
We do have to thank...
It's never too late. It's never
we do
too
have to
late.
Say, no. Sebastian, we do have to say thank you for the music.
Well, not to me.
No, not to you.
For giving it to me.
I think my sister wrote the piece of music. Yeah. It was,
thank you for Eva. The music, the songs you're giving.
Stop, because we can't pay any royalties. Blooming out.
All right, sorry. Thank you, Eva. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no,
Eva,
thank you,
that.
Eva.
So, guys, next season,
Wim Hof.
No,
have we got him?
I'm not even. I mean, do we need Wim Hof? No disrespect, but I think it's someone I'd like to speak to. Yeah, it's someone I would like to speak to. But I think our journey at the minute, I've got quite a lot of people that I want to speak to.
Tell me about.
tell you about. Do I have to name names? Because if we name names,
maybe you could name a couple. Just sprinkle a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of not interest, but you know, a little bit of dust.
Well, have we? Can I? If we're not confirmed.
Don't say you're a Geller.
No, we have got a variety of guests looking at a variety of topics, and it will be a mix of people with their own inspirational stories. Of going through things and finding their own way back to them. See what I did there? And it will also be, there'll be a few people in talking about their practitioners of certain practices. And also we'll have some people that talk about certain subjects to do with mental wellbeing and improving mental wellbeing. What are you laughing at, Brad?
It sounds like we don't have anyone with a weight. Literally, like, so we've got people coming in talking about their experience, then people...
Well, what do you want me to say? Because what if they're busy at the time?
Well, we do have people. We're keeping the interest.
We already have some recorded, but then
I think that's quite titillating, our challenge.
Yeah. Do you know what the thing is? Do you know what the thing is? And this is something that occurred to me because we did have some guests booked in, and then it was like, no, I can't do it. And it wasn't a case of they won't do it, a case of at that timeline they couldn't do it. And what I'm thinking is, it's not everyone that wants to talk about their issue or their journey at this specific time. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I don't want to say it.
Yeah, well, that's right.
But we're on. We've got some good guests. All I'm going to say is we've got some good guests.
We will have some good guests.
And some good topics.
Judging by this season, I mean, every single person I met, that came through the doors or that we met.
It's one of them, isn't it? Where it's like, you know, we sat here talking about the season we've just done, the first season, and I wouldn't have believed that we could have achieved what we've done. And my thought on that is basically because of the feedback. I know the feedback that has been great, and it's mainly been people, you know, that have just sort of messaged. There's people generally don't put 5-star ratings on mental health podcasts, I've found. Where can people find these podcasts?
Well,
go on, Seb, you love this bit.
Right. We're on Apple Podcast, available on Spotify. We are also on Amazon Music and on Deezer. And from next season, we also add in Google Podcasts to our list.
Ooh.
Wow.
And what about, I think we're also...
Well, the main one, I left the best one till the end. Directly from our website.
Which is
whitefoxtalking.com. You can download our podcast, you can listen to our podcast, and you can read about the podcast.
Yeah.
And see pictures of our guests.
Ooh.
Do we clap? Not before. Yeah, well done, Seb. Well done, Seb. Seb's a bit reluctant on the microphone. Yeah. What about social media?
Well, we are on Instagram at White Fox Talking. So follow us and like us. Look at all the pictures and jazz.
I haven't followed us yet.
Excellent. So this message is getting through really well.
Cut that. But I will.
Go on, Brad.
We are on Facebook as well, White Fox Talking. And we are going to be on YouTube. Shall I tell them?
YouTube?
Don't set a date.
Coming soon to a screen near you will be our very own vlog. So
we've already recorded a couple of vlogs, so they're just...
Can we name names?
We can name two, actually. Do you want to name? We've got a very, very good artist on the first vlog.
And who's that?
Right, listen, guys, you may be surprised to know we've only secured the one and only Nicholas Dixon.
No way.
Hello, Dicko, how are you?
Very well, mate.
Can we just announce one of our next podcast guests for next season?
Podcast guests?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Will it be Nicholas Dixon? No,
Nicholas Dixon is going to have a regular spot.
Yeah.
In fact, I could name a couple of podcasts for next year if you wanted. But no,
sorry, I was just trying to be. I was being facetious.
No,
it's funny. Fine.
No, I was just thinking.
What's that word?
Facetious.
So we've recorded another vlog. We recorded another vlog, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Who was
with
that?
Rich Cadden.
Rich Cadden, 2-time former Thai boxing world champion.
I heard you got kicked up.
Oh yeah, I got kicked all over ring.
Yeah,
and not in a fun way.
It was pretty fun for us.
It was pretty fun for you guys.
So yeah, and that'll be coming soon, and we'll also be televising some of our podcasts as well on there, so you can actually see us as we talk, which will be wonderful for everyone.
Cool. Anything to add, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know who I also want to thank?
Go on.
Our listeners.
Yes. Yes, our listeners.
That's a good idea.
We do. We've had a few listeners, haven't we?
Do you know, without any listeners,
we won't be here. But we probably would, won't we? We'd listen to it ourselves. Like...
Well, I could listen to Dicko all day, I'll be honest. I can't remember. But yes, thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to all those people that are also giving their friends notification of our podcasts. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Subscribing, sharing, talking about it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's about just people that have had experiences talking to people or talking to us and sharing them experiences. So they can find their way back to you. Yeah. Unfortunately, we had it with when we recorded the Three Dads Walking podcast. The figures are awful. They were figures that I didn't really like researching and sort of like knocked me back up. The figures are awful and we need to improve them because we've got to improve them ourselves, haven't we? So thank you to you. Thank you, Dicko, for everything you've done in this season. An excellent vlog, which will be coming out, and a brilliant podcast. Thank you to Abby.
You're very welcome.
for Ali. Supporting us, giving us access to somewhere to record this podcast and the and podcast 10. Thank you to Seb. Thank you to Brad.
And thank you to Charlie.
Thank you. Right? Also, thank you to our partners that have had to put up with us. That have had to put up with us while we're doing this, because it's taken a lot of time on it. I don't think I'd ever...
Phone calls at, you know, middle at night, 2 a.m. at morning.
Thank you to whoever invented WhatsApp. Anything else to add, guys?
No, that's it.
I think that's it.
See you next season.
See you next season.
Do we clap?
Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
Well done, Charlie. Well done.